Hello and welcome to Truth in Journalism, a radio broadcast dedicated to applying the Word of God to current events. Well, today on Truth in Journalism, we're going to talk about Pride Month. And our story is from Nathaniel Meyerson of CNN and is entitled, Here's the Real Reason Target's Stock is Dropping. Target's stock has dropped about a fifth of its value over the past 2.5 weeks. It's not about what you may have heard. If you follow the right-wing media or Twitter, you may have seen a lot of coverage recently about Target's stock price falling because of outrage over its Pride Month clothing. It's conceivable that some investors sold Target because of the negative coverage on Fox News and other right-wing outlets, but Target's stock went on a 9-day losing streak and hit a 3-year low this week because of broader changes in the U.S. economy, the possibility of a recession, and Target's overexposure to discretionary merchandise, according to corporate executives and retail and investment analysts. Target is just one of many retail stocks that is dropping right now, and it's not even the biggest. Foot Locker has lost 40% since it reported earnings last month, and Children's Place dropped 39%. Since Target reported earnings on May 17, its stock dropped 19% through Thursday's close. During that stretch, the S&P 500 retail index dropped 7%. Target's peers, such as Walmart, Macy's, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, and others, all fell during that stretch. The culprit for all these stock drops is not clothing for LGBTQ consumers and allies, said Berna Barchet, a veteran research and investment analyst. It's general retail and consumer jitters. Retail is just very out of favor right now, so all the stocks in the sector are overcorrecting. Shoppers, particularly Target's primary shopping base of middle-income households, have been pinched by rising costs and inflation. They've made changes to their shopping patterns as a result. More than half of Target's merchandise is discretionary: clothing, home decor, electronics, toys, party supplies, and other non-essentials. Shoppers have shifted away from discretionary goods and instead are spending more on food, household essentials, travel, and other services. These changes are hurting Target. Target's sales inched up just 0.5% last quarter. Target said sales of clothing, home goods, and other discretionary categories dropped by low double digits, while food and beverage sales increased by high single digits. JP Morgan, which downgraded Target's stock Thursday, said in a report that, "We continue to believe that the consumer is broadly weakening while the share of wallet shift away from goods is ongoing." JP Morgan did not include a word about consumer backlash to Target's Pride Month collection. "Retail is in a strong downdraft. There is a real panic about the state of the consumer," said Barchet. Yet, right-wing media outlets and personalities have repeatedly claimed that Target's decline was due to backlash over its Pride Month clothing. "Target shares hit 3-year low as Pride backlash hits bottom line," a Fox News headline said Friday. Fox News aired more than 2 hours of coverage on Target's Pride Month displays from May 23rd to May 30, according to Media Matters, a liberal media monitoring group. Target faced a homophobic campaign that went viral on social media over its Pride Month clothing collection, fueled by far-right personalities, including self-described theocratic fascist Matt Walsh. And on social media platforms, the anti-LGBTQ campaign spread misleading information about the Pride Month products and Target's business practices. The campaign became hostile, with violent threats levied against Target employees and instances of damaged products and displays in stores. Target said on May 24 that it was removing certain items that caused the most volatile reaction from opponents to protect its workers' safety. Okay, so I'd like to begin with a quote from Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr., one of America's most famous and influential jurists. He said, "History has to be rewritten because history is the selection of those threads of causes or antecedents that we are interested in." What Holmes is saying, among other things, is that the historian selects the material that he uses to create the history itself. History is storytelling. Now, we have the presupposition that history is true storytelling. We have a cultural expectation that historians are doing their best to present us with the facts as they were. But anyone who has read broadly and deeply in history, and especially in the philosophy of history, knows that history is not a simple relation of facts. History is a narrative that tries to explain the causes, effects, meaning, and purpose of a select series of events. As Dionysius of Halicarnassus said, "History is philosophy teaching by example." History, much to the chagrin of my fellow conservatives, is not simply the truth about the past. It is an inquiry into the past which seeks to get at the truth. Again, if you don't believe me, read two or three books on any historical event by two or three different people. The simple fact of the matter is that it doesn't matter whether we're talking about Julius Caesar or Jesus Christ or Jimmy Carter. When a historian puts pen to paper, or nowadays digits to keyboard, the historian is selecting certain data and omitting other data. It has to be this way. First, because we don't possess all data. Second, because you can't write a book about everything. Third, because a lot of the information will be irrelevant to the historian's project. However, there is a fourth reason why information is omitted. And that's what I want us to talk about today. The fourth reason is because sometimes there are data that are either outright counterfactuals or that undermine or weaken one's case. And so the unscrupulous historian, or in today's case, journalist, chooses to simply omit these data and go about their merry way. Here's what I mean. The CNN article by Nathaniel Meyerson has a purpose, and that purpose is not to point to the broader trends in retail stock prices. No, his purpose is to demonstrate that conservative boycotts are not effective. He's saying that a lot of conservatives are crowing about how Target will be the next woke corporation to fail, but that it simply ain't so because Target's actual problems are part of a broader trend in retail sale failures. So I looked at his arguments and examined the stock prices from May 17, the date he chose, to the closing price on June 1st, the last day he would have had closing stock prices since his article was published before the closing bell on June 2nd. Now, he's right that a lot of retail chains have taken hits. Some are part of a long-term trend and not just recent sales slumps. Macy's, for instance, has been hemorrhaging stock value for over a year. Dollar General and Dollar Tree likewise have also had slumping stock sales. Almost all of Dollar General's value, however, was lost on June 1st. Dollar Tree has also taken a hit, but Dollar Tree's value was about this low in March, and over the last 5 years, the value is up significantly. So it's tough to say. However, what was most curious was his claim that Walmart's value was one of the similar big losers. Sure, it lost 1.4% from May 17 to June 1, and at its lowest drop in that period, the stock had taken a 2.3% loss. But Walmart is already back to where it was, and that may have something to do with the fact that Walmart also sells a lot of groceries and everyday items and relies less on retail than other, you know, companies do. So let's just say, for sake of argument, that Mr. Meyerson is right and that the stock value loss that Target has taken has nothing to do with wokery and special swimsuits, but is just part of a broader retail trend. Okay, let's entertain that notion. Does that prove his thesis? Does that prove that all financial losses are part of a trend? It's hard to say. If you look at their five-year stock price, Target had slow but consistent stock value growth, and then around the summer 2020, it started to take off, and from June 2020 to August 2021, the value went from about $120 to $260. And a quick review of five-year trends of other retailers suggests that perhaps these huge stock value swings are the result of governments giving away free money, and now inflation coming on the heels of that free money. So yes, it's very possible that Target's stock value is simply falling because we're entering into a period of high inflation without a lot of extra consumer cash lying around. But that doesn't prove his thesis, because his thesis was not simply about the causes of Target's stock value decrease. His thesis was to prove that right-wing boycotts aren't working. His thesis is to prove that negative public pressure isn't having any impact. His thesis is that Target can keep flying the rainbow and making Buffalo Bill-style swimsuits, and that won't hurt their brand at all. That's what he's really trying to prove. And I think that he's omitting an awful lot of relevant information if that's what he's trying to prove. He's omitting the possibility that Target is absolutely full of crap. They say that they're getting rid of a bunch of their pride propaganda out of a concern for employee safety. Really? Where are these incidences of far-right extremists violently attacking retail associates? I'm familiar with violence from trans activists against Christians, but I'm not familiar with the opposite. And even if it has it happened sufficiently frequently for them to capitulate? I thought that this was Pride Month. Isn't visibility more important than worker safety? You see, Target is simply lying. Target may be woke, but they've also learned a lesson from Bud Light. You see, friends, it may be the case that Target's stock value drop is only and entirely caused by a drop in consumer retail demand. That's possible. And I think that there's a good case to be made for that argument. What you cannot make a good argument for is that Target's actions are not at all influenced by conservative boycotts and social media action. Two things can be true at the same time. It's possible that Target's stock price is entirely controlled by market forces independent of their woke politics and the reaction that that has engendered. It can also be true that Target is seeing the writing on the wall and realizing that there is a rightward movement in this culture back towards more traditional and conservative values, and they want to hedge their bets. Of course, Target wants to win brownie points with all the woke movers and shakers in public life. Of course, they want to be seen, in America anyways, as allies to the trans movement and the LGBTQIA+ movement broadly. Of course they want to virtue signal, because they think that, in America, right now, it's good for business. And I'm sure there are true believers in that company that would rather see Target go broke than go unwoke. But the majority of stockholders are, I would guess, primarily interested in making money. And Target has seen the writing on the wall. They are watching, in real time, the decline and fall of Anheuser-Busch. They are watching Disney destroy itself with its woke policies, race baiting, conservative baiting, anti-straight white male storytelling. People are sick of Disney and their corrupt values, but more than that, their corrupt values are leading to incompetence. The wokery of Disney actually prevents them from telling a good story because the woke ideology is contrary to reality and human nature. Politically correct fiction never works. It doesn't matter if it's communist or fascist or wokest. Politically correct stories stink, and discerning customers ain't buying. All across our culture, we're seeing a shift. It may be short-lived, or it may be a revolution, but there is a discernible and a sensible shift. People are growing tired of corrupt governments and corrupt corporations. People are growing tired of being force-fed perverse and immoral values. People are growing tired of being made to feel evil because they happen to have dangly genitalia or because of the color of their skin. People are tiring of these things, and some of the major corporations are starting to notice, but now they are in a dilemma. Target is of two minds. On one hand, they want money. On the other hand, they want to continue to be seen as allies. On one hand, they like profits. On the other hand, they want a virtue signal. And this is a problem that the godless face all the time. The godless constantly are in the dilemma of choosing what's best for them and what they want most. Choosing between life in Christ, which they don't want, or death and damnation in the sin that they do. But this is not simply a problem for unbelievers. There are multitudes of Christians who are compromised. There are huge swaths of believers who have fallen in love with the world and who are unwilling or unable to pick a side. On one hand, they love the world and the things of the world, and they're terrified of being thought of as an ist or a phobe. But on the other hand, they want the blessing of God. They want the blessing of God apart from living in such a way as to receive the blessing of God. Paul talked about how Demas, because he loved the present world, fled from him. The book of Revelation warns that the cowardly will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Jesus states that those who are ashamed of him and his word and who deny him will be denied by him. Brothers and sisters, life is lived with live ammo. And there are no takebacks. You have to pick a side. You can be either with Christ or against him. There is no in between. We deceived ourselves for a long time, and to be fair, we were deceived by Satan as well. Christians lied to themselves, thinking that the world wasn't really all that bad, and that there aren't actually Satan and demons, that there isn't really evil in the world, and that you don't really have to hate the world. We lied to ourselves, and more fool we. We believed our own lies. We convinced ourselves that we could love the world and be of the world, and love Christ and be of Christ too. But you can't. You have to make a choice. You have to pick a side. You can choose to be on the side of righteousness or the side of wickedness, but there is no more sitting on fences. Target wants to sit the fence, but they've chosen their side. They will side with wickedness. They will side with the baby murder industry. Disney will side with wickedness and perversion and infanticide. They will side with them unless they are forced to stop. And for them, the only thing, and maybe not even this, but the only thing that will ever make them stop is going broke. For Bud Light and Target and Disney, their spiritual rock bottom is losing enough money. And maybe not even that. They may be past repentance. But what about you, friend? Are you in love with the world? Or are you standing for and living in righteousness? Do you love what God loves and hate what he hates and make it publicly known? Or are you a coward? We need to be brave. The days of getting by without courage are over. We must be brave. We must pray for courage. We must be willing to lose everything and stand for righteousness, because we just might have to. I hope and pray we will, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another exciting episode of Truth and Journalism. Thank you, and may God bless your day to His glory.